And I heard from people who were using this one by seeing websites, my friends. They are all telling Hare Ramakrishna.
No, it's not Hare Ramakrishna, it is Hare Ramakrishna. But what happens is when somebody is doing it fast, I suppose it becomes like that.
Yeah.
It's Hare Ramakrishna. It's Hare Ramakrishna. It's Rama and Krishna.
Right.
Yeah, the two avatars, it's not one word. They are two different words, two different avatars. Hare Ramakrishna, Dream, Stream, Clean.
The last 3 months have been doing that.
So it may happen sometimes because when you do it fast, maybe it comes. But you know, as long as you know what it is. You do it and you do it fast and do it several times. When you're doing a lot of round of japas, things often get merged up. You know this thing about Rama, when Valmiki, before he started, you know, he was given the work to do was Mara. Mara means dead. So Mara became, he inverted and became Rama. So it's like that, you know, where when you do something fast, it gets changed. But it's not a huge mistake or any such thing. So I think we can have the slides.
Yeah.
Who's slide in charge? I need an in charge, computer in charge, recording in charge, slide in charge. Is basically Lagna Trikona. Yes, Lagna, fifth house, ninth house. Dream, Shreem, Clean. That's how the three major.
There are only three letters.
Reem for Lagna, Shreem for fifth house, Clean for ninth house.
Dream, Shreem, Clean as one word.
It is not one
third
word.
Three letters means third house will come, no? From there.
But it is not one word. There are bijas. How can it be a word?
Three letters, no?
Reem is a bija. So for a bija, we take bija by itself as a syllable. These bijas are planted in the Lagna Trikona. The Lagna is having Reem, the fifth house, is having Shreem, the ninth house, Bhagya is having Clean. Reem, Shreem, Clean is Lagna Trikona. The Lagna Trikona is carrying the energy of these three bijas.
I read somewhere, when we are having three letters, and then that means first, second, third house we have to start. From there we have to count three letters again.
Yeah, so in three, that you are actually missing out a very important thing I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to give you a very important thing that the Lagna Trikona is these three bijas. Lagna Trikona is such an important thing which you will learn through every year. The Lagna fifth and ninth house, which is the Lagna Trikona. Very important. It's the crux for many reasons. I think if you even go through foundational lectures over Nakshatra Gandhanta and all, also Lagna, the importance of Lagna Trikona is mentioned. Why 5th and 9th house are there, 120 degrees, the Nakshatra Gandhantas and all those things, Rashi Gandhantas, those things are there. I think in Shubharamba lessons this is already given there. Very, very fundamental concept to Jyotish. Lagna, 5th house and 9th house. So Reem, Shreem, Clean represents these three points of the horoscope. It's a very fundamental thing I'm telling you. So please listen to that. Okay. And anyway, for a bija, we are not breaking up. A bija doesn't get broken up. Words of a mantra gets broken up. Words of a mantra get broken up. We have Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya will get broken up. Right? This is bija. And I said something very fundamental, that the three Lagna Trikona, Reem, Shreem, Clean is not only Parampara Bija, but it is foundational bijas for many mantras. It is Parampara, across Paramparas it is used, that's what I mean to say. Not only our Parampara, not only for Hare Rama Krishna, not only for Vishnu as Parashara is given, it is given across Paramparas, for Shakti mantras, for so many mantras. Reem, Shreem, Clean is root. Okay? Now, as I said, you have to do, after you water the seeds for 40 days, you have to do it. Why is this not coming? Asha, are you very good with all this? Excuse me, what? Why are you doing duplicate?
Ma'am, you have to go to
IT expert. Now please, aap IT expert to nahi ho?
Ma'am, I was.
Nahi, aap please don't mind. In log ko karne do. I usually don't do duplicating.
You want this on the screen?
Yes.
So ma'am, it will present the same only. The same man, this will be there, so we can record this
one. Is this
being recorded?
Yeah, yeah, it's recorded.
We can work from the slides.
Yeah, okay, you do it, I'll just talk to them. So beyond 360 days, when you do the mantra, is between you and the Rishi. Okay, so that is clear. Now we can start on the next slide. The next slide is to do with mantra chanda. Alright, now mantra chanda. So any word or phrase which has 8 syllables is called a mantra pada. Now this is a very basic thing. We are not doing mantra shastra. Those of you who will do mantra shastra or you will do Jaimini, you will hear, learn a lot about mantra pada. Mariella and Rosie, you all know what the whole thing about mantra pada is. For you, all you need to know is anything with 8 syllables, 8 parts is called a mantra pada. Mantra ka part is in mantra padas. Okay? Now, okay, these are even the slides, so I'll read from here. So all mantras are in multiples of this mantra pada. Okay, so now if you see your slide, they have this written Aniruddha Pradyumna and Sankarsana. 1/3 into 1/8, we should give you 1/24th part of Vishnu. This, again, the details are given both in Shubharamba as well as in the Srishti part. That whole diagram with Vasudeva, 3 parts of Vasudeva and only the 1/4th part that gets manifested. And out of that 1/4th part which is manifested, one part is Aniruddha, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, etc. This is referring to that. From that they are getting the formula, that is 1/3. 1/3 into 1/8, you get 1/24th part of Vishnu. So basically, where Vishnu is concerned, or where the Paramatma Amsa is concerned, we are talking about the gunas. So how many gunas we have? 3. So 3 into 8, mantra pada is 8. 3 into 8 is how much? 24. So 24 is the chanda for Gayatri. In the morning, Guruji told you about Krita Chanda, right? He mentioned Krita Chanda to you. And I think he must have also mentioned Anushtup Chanda in the morning. Did he mention?
Yes.
He mentioned. So you already learned about Anushtup Chanda and Krita Chanda, so you know there are multiple Chandas. So here now we are talking about Gayatri Chanda. Gayatri Chandas is what? It is 24 syllables. It's basically one mantra pada into 3. 8 syllables is one mantra pada. It's just a basic of mantra pada. You just know this. Don't have to know anything more. A basic component of mantra pada is 8 syllables. And it is these multiple of mantra padas that we get mantras. So now, this 1/3 into 1/8, you saw Vishnu. The 3, it's a guna manifestation. So guna is 3, sattva, rajas and tamas. So we multiply mantra pada into 3, you will get 24. So Vasudeva can be expressed in the Gayatri Chanda. That means whenever you want to talk to God, or whenever you want to reach God, God can only be reached with the Gayatri Chanda, 24 syllables. The vibration, speech vibration to reach God is 24 syllables. That is the syllable, that is the chanda which God hears you. Alright. Now when we come into Jivamsa. So much so for Paramamsa, Paramatmamsa. Now for Jivatmamsa, again if you look at your slide, the gunas are of 4 kinds. This is again following Parashara. Parashara has said that for us, Jivatmamsa, we have 4 gunas. And what are the gunas over there? He's written Uttama, just say it with me, Uttama, then Adhama, right? Okay, Madhyama, then Adhama, and then Udasina. So Parashara has told us that jivas are concerned, we have four gunas. That is Adhama, Uttama, Madhyama, Adhama and Udasina. We have devoted a chapter of this. Alright? So now if we multiply 4 into 8, that is Mantrapada, we are getting how much? 32. 32 is Anushtup. Chanda, right? What does Anushtup mean? It is mean to follow. It is to follow. So whenever the jiva or the jivatma wants to ask God for something, like for example, I want better health. I want to be full of energy and have better health. I can use the Trayambaka mantra, which is of 32 syllables. Similarly, for anything that we want in life, we can use the 32 mantra syllable for that. Alright, but whenever we want to talk directly to God, then it is the Paramatma vibration that we want God to listen. Then the Gayatri. If we don't use the Gayatri chandas, God is not getting that vibration. And why did we multiply 8 with 3? Because Paramahamsa's gunas are 3. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Okay? The entire Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra is written in the Anushtup Chanda. The entire book.
So Gayatri is made up of 24.
Yes. 24 syllables. So, Parashara wrote this in Anushtup Chanda, the whole Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra, because this is meant for Jivatmas. If it was not in 32 Chandas, the very fact that we can teach it, whether he taught it or we are teaching it is because it is meant for Jivatmas. That is why it is 32. 8 into 4. Okay? So now you can go to, see, you know, I used this laptop in July only. So it worked. Then I used it for Vyasa class, which worked.
I think this is useful.
You think so? Then we have to fix that.
Did it ever work today?
Today, no, we didn't, because there was no power.
Right.
We set it up, we didn't come up, right? Yeah.
What is this for gunas? What is this, how they...
The four gunas, this Parashara talks about is a separate chapter. He said for Jivatmas we have four gunas. Uttama, Madhyama, Adhama and Udasina. Whereas Sattva, Rajas and Tamas is saying are Paramatma's gunas. And these are gunas for Jivatmas. These are the conditions we have. And he's devoted a separate chapter to it.
Is there
Huh? Yeah, yeah, just the meaning what it means. Well, what it means and what it actually means is different, because the literal translation, Uttama means, I'm not saying this is what Parashara meant. I'm giving, that's why I said it. The literal translation, Uttama means that which is excellent. Madhyama means that which is middling. Adhama means that which is low. Udasina that means that which is depressive. But that I'm not saying is what Parashara meant. This is a literal translation of the word. He's explained four states of gunas for human beings.
This is a small addition or condition to us. Till now, when we think both are Rajas Guna, they are Tamas Guna, as if it is a part of the mortals. Now you say that these are the Guna of the immortal.
It is the immortal Gunas, because that was the Paramatma's Gunas. So when this horoscope manifested, the Rashis and the planets will all have Gunas. You will learn that. Tattvas and gunas, it is all there. Because it is manifested over there, it is a reflection. When we are dominated by this, naturally that is coming into us. When we are dominated by these planets and by the Rashi, this is having an effect on us. See, when we say we are going under Rahu Dasha, why do people generally say, oh, bad? Generally, why? Because Rahu is supposed to be a Tamas Guna planet. That means... In a Vimshottari Dasha is all about the state of the mind. So that means that at that time a state of the mind will be Tamas Guna. Why did they say, oh, you know, in Jupiter Dasha I went and learned Brihat Parashara? Why? Because if it is Sattva Guna, state of my mind is Sattva, I will be inclined to have Sattvic thoughts and wanting to do Sattvic karma. That is how Vimshottari Dasha operates. It's the state of the mind. And the gunas are affecting the mind.
Because we never heard that he is in a Uttama state or is Udasina state. But he says he is in very tamasic.
So when, read that chapter, no. Open BPHS, there's a chapter. Parashar has written, read it and see what he has written. I'm not doing that chapter on gunas now. You are asking me, but I'm not doing that. I'm teaching my avatar, I have to finish this topic. So when you come, so you read that chapter. And wait, and then when the chapter is taught, you can learn it. It's a whole chapter on that. It is the conditions, by the actual conditions we come under. When we are having effect of these gunas onto us, these gunas combined with the Rashi gunas, they are having a certain, we as Jivatmas come into certain state. And that state, that condition of the gunas is calling this, these four things. Isn't it? That is what he is calling. That is the effect of those gunas on our head. This is what we are becoming like. This is a manifested effect. What does it mean to have a lot of tamas? What does it mean to have a lot of sattva in us? What does it mean to have a lot of rajas in us? Lot of it we talk, yes, but in actuality, what is the condition it comes out? That is, Parashar has written that. You're not letting me finish this topic. I was supposed to have started Grahaguna Swarupadhyaya. See, you, I told you now, and I'm telling you again, when the audios come, you drop everything and read that Graha chapter first. I have to stick to it. I have to finish this. As it is, we are doing our this thing, so you couldn't get this. I think you have to change the resolution maybe. No, nothing to do with the table. I opened it in Vyasa class. Over there, though, they have some herbal system. Even there, it worked. In the Pravish system. So, anyway.
But disconnect 30%
of it. No, there's nothing to change the
floor.
It's fine.
No, just remove it and connect it once again.
It's not in Chinese. We did that. That's how it worked in Vyasa class. There is only one port, there is no other port to use. It's not broken. We used it in Vyasa class about 2 Sundays ago.
Ma'am, it's the issue with Windows 10 actually.
I know that. Yeah, that's the issue. It's a Windows 10 issue. In Vyasa class, the conditions are worse than this. So how did we
use it?
We used it by changing the resolution.
It's
there is no other VGA port. I don't even have a VGA port here.
That's why, ma'am, there's an issue with the HDMI port in Windows 10.
Yeah. So,
if
you change the resolution.
There's an issue, ma'am. There is sometimes no sound, sometimes no picture. You have to reset your driver.
We changed it into that 1, 2, whatever. Then it worked. There is no other port to change. Firstly, I don't have a port. I don't have a VGA port in this. I don't even have a VGA port in this laptop. Alright?
There is an adapter over here.
I am using an adapter. I only have HDMI. So I am using an adapter converter of adapter to use a VGA port.
Most of the times the adapter is
also
an HDMI.
So, this is what they use. It didn't work with that when I used in the Vyasa class. They put 102 to this one and it worked.
Actually, it works.
I just used it 2 weeks ago. That project I'm using is a much more low grade. You ask Rahul.
Sometimes
who
too
intelligent. Person is sitting over there.
No, sometimes too much intelligent project was the case for me.
You know, we are using this for many years. Everybody's laptops are used. Everybody's thing has been working. So we are used to this. The only way it worked over there is just by changing the resolution.
That is true. Sometimes it happens.
Sure. Yeah, that is what we used. That's what the computer guy used over there. There is no other port here to change. No. HDMI port also, there is only one. There is no 2 HDMI port. There is only one. I'm not using USB port. I'm using the HDMI port. Not USB. No, I'm trying to tell you, This is not in the USB port. There is something called the HDMI port. This is put in the HDMI port, so only HDMI cables can be put over there. But because this doesn't have an HDMI cable, I'm using a VGA converter to use it. So this is not in a USB. USB is where the mouse, this is USB. That's where mouse is. So there's only one HDMI port and two USB ports.
Can I take a look? I haven't opened the computer science. That's it.
You have VGA converter? Change it?
It works fine.
Okay, so now go into. So, Mantra Chanda we have completed, right? Now we come to the next slide. You got the slides open, right? Actually, I am not having the slides. I am referring to that one. Mahamantra, slide 7. This is okay. No, I have the slides. I don't need a book, I have the slides right here. So now open to the slide 7, which is Mahamantra. Have you opened it?
Yes.
This is all disturbances for doing this. Now see this Hari Rama Krishna, these three names, we have given applied letters to it. If you see, for Hari, we have given A, for Rama, we have given B, and for Krishna, we have given C. And there is a little code over there. Okay, so A B is
Hare Rama,
that is A B. Then Rama Rama Hare Hare is V V A A. After that is A C, it is Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. And the last is Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. This is the Mahamantra. So Hare Rama Krishna is the Mahamantra. The expanded form of the Hare Rama Krishna is the full 16 Akshara Mantra, which is the Hare Rama Krishna Mahamantra. Now, if you are initiated, anybody who has got Gayatri initiation can do this. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you have not been initiated into the Gayatri, so like mainly for Westerners, what they have done is... Not the HDMI cable. Power of the Mahamantra. See? Perfect. Yeah. 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 I don't know. This is yours. I don't know. Where is my glasses? Okay. Got it? And once more. This is the power of the mantra. Chant it once and it comes out. So, here you go. A is Hare. B is Rama, C is Krishna. So the formula is being, so the Hare Rama Krishna that we just discussed, that is actually the same Mahamantra. It is given by Janaka Rishi. Janaka Rishi has given, that is known as the Janaka Sarakshari Mahamantra. This is an expanded form of that. It is the same mantra. You have short forms, you have bigger forms. That is the tradition in Mantra Shastra. This is the full form of the Mahamantra. So AB is Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Yeah. So the thing is that those who are not initiated into Gayatri, or those who are, sorry, let's begin with the positive, those who have been initiated with the Gayatri Mantra will do it in this order. But those who have not been initiated with the Gayatri, like many people in the West have not been, the mantra is reversed for them. And when you reverse it, you do Hare Krishna first. So Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. That is the standard theme of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So even when Srila Prabhupada went and he established ISKCON, he reversed it for all the Westerners. If you now go into Bengal or go into Orissa, the mantra is Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, the Hare Rama is first. It has been reversed for the uninitiated. All right. And so I think we have. So this is full. Can you tell me how many syllables this mantra is? Exactly. So this is a 32 mantra by which we are speaking to God. So with the 32 mantra, we are again saying the same thing that, oh, please accept us into the parampara. Please accept us into the tradition. All right. Now we come to the next slide. So now this is Purna Avatar. Okay? Purna Avatar. We do the shloka. Rama Krishna Shabho.
Rama Krishna Shabho.
Vipra.
Vipra.
Nrisimha.
Nrisimha.
Sukaras Tatha.
Sukaras Tatha.
Ete.
Ete.
Purnavatarascha.
Purnavatarascha.
Anye.
Anye.
Jivamsha Kandita.
Jivamsha Kandita.
So here Parashara is telling us that only four out of these 10 avatars, he told us 10 avatars, right? 9 planets and 1 ratna. Out of this 10, 4 are Purna avatars. What does Purna avatar mean? They have 100% Paramatmansha. The aspect of the divine is 100%. All the others will have parts of Jivatmansha. And who are these four? These four are Rama, Krishna, Nrisimha and Sukara. Okay, you must know these names that he has given. He has used these specific names. Rama, say it.
Rama.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Nrisimha.
Nrisimha.
Sukara.
Sukara.
He has not used the term Narasimha. Narasimha is also the name, right? But he has not used the word Narasimha. Be very specific, we are using the names given by the Rishi. He has used the name Sukara. He has not used the name Varaha. It is Varaha Avatar. We say Varaha Avatar. Mantras are there for Varaha Avatar. But here he is saying, when you are using the Das Avatar name, he has said that use the word Sukara. Just you can say his name. You can add Jaya. We just did. Guruji did do this with you in the morning, Vainisha, that if you can just say that Jaya Jaya Sri Nrisimha. Say Jaya Jaya Sri Nrisimha. Together.
Jaya Jaya
Sri Nrisimha.
Jaya Jaya Sri
Nrisimha.
Jaya Jaya Sri Nrisimha.
So there is a power in these words, power in the name. So Sukara is the name that he's, why has he used the word Sukara specifically? So it is said it is associated with the breathing in. Okay, Varaha Rahu also controls the breathing. So by breathing in, we are controlling and cleansing a lot of the breath. It doesn't mean that we don't use the term Narasimha or Varaha, whatever. But in this nomenclature, for this purpose, he has told us to use this. So if we want to do avatara names, avatara cleansing, we use this. And we know that these four avataras have 100% power, 100% potency. Because full Paramatmansha are in these three avataras. And who are the planets which are signified by these four avataras? For Sri Rama it is Surya. Try to use the Sanskrit names, okay? So for Sri Rama it is Surya. For Krishna, yes, Chandra. Chandrama, yes. For Nrisimha, it is Mangal. For Sukara, it is Rahu. So you have your Surya, Chandra, Buddha and Rahu. These are known as Antara Grahas. When you do Grahas later, these are called the Antara Grahas. Alright, the inner Grahas. You will learn about inner Grahas and outer Grahas and inner Zodiacs and outer Zodiacs. These are inner Grahas. Your inner circle. Okay, who are used for Avatara. So we are going to be using Bhagavata mantras for them. Alright, because it's Vishnu Avatar, no? So it's Bhagavan. So we have to use Bhagavata mantras. For Vishnu Avataras, we don't like to use other mantras. We would like to use Bhagavata mantras. That means mantras which begin with Om Namo Bhagavate. Right? So what is the mantra which is going to be for, say, Chandra? It is, or say, let's start with Surya. What is the mantra for Surya? Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya. Avatara is Rama. We are not taking the Graha's name. Graha is only representing a point. The avatars, understand, is the highest manifestation of the Grahas. Alright, they are the highest manifestation. So when you are worshipping, you want to do some remedy for a Graha and you are using an avatar mantra related to that Graha in your chart, you are worshipping at the highest level, Supreme Court. If I say Om Suryaya Namah, Om Chandraya Namah, I am going to the district court. I don't know, in your country we have district court and then village court, you know, and it goes up. Panchayati Tehsil. But no, I want to go to Supreme Court. My graha is really bad. I want to go to the highest court, highest power. So the highest expression is the avatar, full potency. So Surya, when I want to worship him in his highest power, is Purna Avatara Sri Ramachandra. So the mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya. Please note, Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya. Then for moon, for Chandra, it is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Please say the mantra.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And do the Ramachandra also together.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Then Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Yes, together. The voice should be one. Then it is Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Together. Say it together. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Please say the mantras loudly.
Narasimha. Is it right?
It is right. We are not using the word Narasimha. We are saying Narasimha as he has given us here. So then Om Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya.
Okay. By this we are Sun, Moon, Mars and Rahu, these four planets are getting addressed by in its highest form.
Sir, Aniji, why for Moon it is Krishna, it is Vasudeva?
Yeah, Vasudeva is a very high form. This for is Krishna. The name that is used. Okay, for example, he hasn't used Varaha for Varaha avatar, although the mantras are there for Varaha. He is used Sukara. Very few people will worship very Nrisimhaya, not Narasimhaya.
No.
Very few mantras, for example, would be with Sukara. Most of Varahavatar mantras are with Varaha. Even if you ask me, please listen everybody, even if you ask me, if I have to do a Varahavatar mantra, I would prefer the Varaha name. Mostly the mantras given are Varahani, but he is used Sukara mantras. These mantras are also there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavate mantras of the avatars must be done for avatars. You can take them from Srimad Bhagavatam. You can have, like you heard, in the morning he did Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya, that is for Purma avatar. These are all called Bhagavate mantras of the avatars taken from Srimad Bhagavatam. Alright, we do not want to play around with avatara mantras, okay? They have to be taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam or books of that stature. So largely everybody will use the Srimad Bhagavatam mantras. Alright, is it clear on this? Yeah.
Should it be Shri Nrisimha to make 12 akshara?
We are now not talking about 12 aksharas. The basic mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Yeah. These are Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Sukara. Now it is said just by chanting these names only, we can cleanse these grahas. Just by chanting the names of the avatar, not just these four, even of the other avatars, we can cleanse the grahas. But what did Parashara tell us in the beginning? That please use bija. That is a secret he told us just as a students, right? Please use bija before, then avatar will manifest. So what we can do is, we can use the bija. So for Rama, the bija is Shreem. Write it down. For Rama, the bija is Shreem. Same as Lakshmi bija. Lakshmi's bija is Shreem, Rama's bija is also Shreem. So you can do Shreem, Rama, Shreem. Shreem, Rama, Shreem. Just using the name. They say just using the name Rama, 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 Rama is good. But Parashara said, kindly use a bija before. Then avatara manifests. So we already have learned that secret. So we are adding the bija. So instead of just saying Rama, 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 we are saying Shreem, Rama, Shreem. Shreem, Rama, Shreem. Shreem, Rama, Shreem. Okay? For Krishna, for Vasudeva, the bija is clean. So what? How can we chant? Clean Krishna, clean. Clean Krishna, clean. Which is, by the way, if you are interested, is a very prasiddha mantra of Krishna. Clean Krishna, clean is a very prasiddha, by itself is a prasiddha mantra of Krishna. Clean Krishna, clean. Clean Krishna, clean. Okay, clean Krishna, clean. Now for Narasimha. What is the bija for Narasimha? Yes, you should know this.
Shro.
You have already done Narasimha Sadhana. Those of you joined in the course earlier, you all will learn. Shrom is the bija, poison removing bija. With shrom bija, we remove poison. Alright, shrom. So shrom risimhaya shrom. Shrom risimhaya shrom. Shrom risimhaya shrom. Those of you just joined, when you go to the Shubharambha, you are given a Nrisimha Sadhana. Shom Bija, the details about Shom Bija is written over there. It's so important because we need to cleanse, which Shom Bija can do for us. Because you know, this is a Vedic science. The way we are trying to learn over here is a Vedanga, it is a Vedic studies. We are doing our best in a modern circumstances to learn, to teach it. But we must make it ready. That's the reason why we have vegetarian food or don't have onion and garlic when we are studying, or we are wearing certain pure colors. Guruji gave you all simple explanations like yesterday. Real reason is this is the color of sattva and you are studying Vedanga. So because you are studying Vedanga, it is... Please. Because we are studying Vedanga, it is important that you wear white. That is why you are asked to wear white or pastel colors. Alright, that is why you have certain kind of food, it is vegetarian, without onion and garlic. As much as sattva guna can come into us in this 12 days or 2 weeks that we are here together. Whatever we can try and do. Get the point? Yes.
Is it shom or shrom?
Shrom.
S-H-R-A-U-M?
Yes. You have done it.
No,
Justin. Inside Shubharambha, one of the first lessons is there, Narasimha Sadhana. There's a whole lecture on Shom. He's written on what the bija is all about.
Yeah,
your first lesson. I think a first lesson is on this, yes. No, this is not to do with the Gayatri initiation was only by Mahamantra.
But that was...
It was written over there. Over there they said if you don't have Gayatri initiation, not to do Shom.
Yes. No? It says not to do Shom, but to say Shom.
Yes. She's saying, which is correct, that what was written over there, if you don't have Gayatri initiation, don't do Shom, but do Shom. Which is a kind of a little bit modified version of this. Because Shrom Bija, you need initiation. Many of you are getting initiated this batch. Other two batches of Parashara did not take the initiation. But this batch is, many of you are taking the initiation. And many of you are already initiated from your childhood or whatever. So Shrom Bija you can do. It is a poison removing bija because it's a very powerful bija. You must understand why. It is very powerful. It has ksha, the letter ksha, which is a poison removing akshara, and ra is agni, and plus om, which is also three bijas are added to create this compound bija shrom. It's a very powerful bija. Shrom is very, very powerful. It's difficult to, you know, like for example, she was asking you whether women can do mantras when they are menstruating. I said, yes, you may not be able to do ritual puja, but mantras you can also do. And she asked, what about the Narasimha Sadhana? Narasimha Sadhana becomes a totally different cup of tea. For example, this bija, you need to be very pure to do it. Yeah, so you say shrom. Okay, so you can do shrom for that, right? And once you are getting initiated, you can do shrom. Shrom is a very powerful bija. That is the reason why.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. It's a very powerful bija. Many of them are, you know, by their traditions are initiated. They come from Brahmin families, so they have received it from their families, so they can do it. Otherwise, you are, many of you who are going to get initiated now, you can do it after that. No problem. You can start and you are getting it. The 16th October, you are getting initiated. So, it, because it's a very powerful, that is why. Other bijas sometimes are milder, it's okay. Sometimes, you know, very powerful bija requires a very high level of purity. And Narasimha Sadhana itself demands high level of purity. If you don't, it's mangal. Narasimha Avatar is very strong, it can. Give you a little stick. Okay, but you are getting initiated, aren't you? Oh, you are not? Oh.
No, you are getting.
I'm getting, but ah, I already okay. did it.
So the intention is there, so he will forgive you. You are getting. It's all right. It is the intention. he raised their hands before. Yeah.
This like
yeah, Ksha. Okay, Ksha is the poison destroying letter, then Ra is Agni Bija and Om is Om Bija. These three are added together to form Shom. But Shom without the Agni is also Narasimha Bija.
I mean, we can hear this K in your pronunciation, but S is actually this K, Shrom. You say like Shrom.
Shrom. Shrom. I'm not saying for Shrom. Shrom. It's like Yakshin. Shira. Shrom. Yeah. Shrom. Okay? So we got, and now for Sukara, the bija we will use is Reem. Reem Sukaraya. Reem. Reem Sukaraya. Reem. So for the four Purnavatars, you got the bija. Now you must know that Agni Purana, this is a very important tip, please remember. This is don't you internal, please. I'm having to shout and I've got a throat problem. So, yeah, you were saying something.
Yeah, what would you like? They also asking about Hrim or
Hrim? Hrim, Hrim, R. With R, reach. H-R.
H-R.
And okay. You were saying, Varun, you sorry, you were asking me something.
I'm an Indian, so I have to start.
No, Hari Rama is a real mantra.
Hari Rama. I have initiated with the
language. Oh, okay, yeah. But I need to come to this issue.
My mother is not in that language, but I can join.
If you are doing it, you can do Hari Rama.
May I join that?
Of course, anybody can join. Anybody who joined in later and wants to be a part of the Gayatri initiation, which is being done by the Gayatri Parivar, which will be done on Wednesday, which is supposed to be a holiday, on 16th October. We are doing, it's going to be here, 16th September, sorry. Anybody here is welcome. Just give your name so that I know the number. It is not expensive at all because Gayatri Parivar doesn't take money. I think we force, because they get everything, and we force, ki, no, we must give you something. Maybe they'll take some 800, 900 rupees per person or something. Maybe less. That is also because we force. They themselves don't ask. Because they get everything. We say, no, we at least want to give you for all the, you know, the ingredients that you've got. Yeah, yeah. Dakshina, no, not even this. Dakshina is extra. No, they bought the ingredients. They are not charging us for that. So we thought that minimally. So it's basically money is not an issue over there at all. So anybody and everybody, you can all, you know, give your names to Bhogendranath Ji, who will give the thing to me. Okay?
And one question is
more. Yes.
If someone is using Anustubh Chanda, then he should initiate that mantra. Initiation is important in every category.
No. Like for example, Mrityunjaya Mantra, Trayambakam Yajamahe, it's a Rik Mantra. Now anybody can say the Rik Mantra. We all can chant Om Trayambakam Yajamahe, right? But when you add all the bijas to it, that's when you need initiation. Otherwise you may not get the full potency. There are different kinds of bijas added to it. You get the Mahamrityunjaya, then you get the Sanjeevani, Mahasanjeevani. Different kind of bijas are added to it. Done it. But by itself, it's a Rik. Just Om Trayambakam Yajamahe 32 Akshar, it's a Rik mantra. That any one of us can. And like even Gayatri mantra, by the way, it is a Rik. So without the bijas, any one of us can chant it. Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodaya. This is without the vyaratis, without the bijas. Any one of us can chant it, Rik mantras. But to say Om Bhur Bhuvaswa, you need to get the initiation. Brahmins get initiation with the seven lokas. Bhur Bhuvaswa, Jama, Maha, Tapa. Right? Yeah.
You don't have to put Om before Tatsavitur.
Yeah, you can put Om. Yeah, yeah. These are small questions. Put it. Don't go, shall I put Om, shall I not put Om, unless somebody tells you. You people are getting to, not only you people, all students, get into too much of nitty-gritty. I'm talking about just the main bijas. For real Brahmanas, all the Saptaloka seven bijas are added. Om Bhur, Om Bhuva, Om Swaha, Om Jana, Om Maha, Om Tapa. That is a real Gayatri initiation. That will not be given to you. That is not given to us. That is, you know, people belonging to such families get it. Otherwise it is Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. To even to receive that, you need initiation. So without that, anybody can chant a Rik mantra. Similarly, Trayambaka, Om Trayambakam Yajamahe, anybody can chant it. But you can't do the Mahamrityunjaya or Sanjeevani mantra unless you are initiated. What will happen? You may ask, what will happen if I chant it? It will not give you actually any effect. It is that you need the initiation, you need the blessing of the Guru to give you that. But just the Rik, these are Rik Veda mantras, they are called Riks. They are all of different composition of syllables. Gayatri is 24, Mrityunjaya mantra is 32, you will have it. You will definitely have a good chant. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, so that without initiation we can do
Hare Krishna. And Hare Rama Krishna is a short form of it, which we've already told you, you can do it. Moment anybody does Hare Rama Krishna for a long time, a lot of people who are really into it, you know, devotion for Krishna, they eventually get into the full 32 Akshara Maha Mantra. Okay? So, we did these four bijas. What I wanted to tell you about Sukara, the Agni Puran gives us a very famous mantra for Sukara, for Varaha Avatar. It is called Om Bhur Namo Bhagavate Varahaya. Om Bhur, the bija Agni Puran gives us is Bhur. Because Varaha is associated with the earth. Bhur. Om Bhur Namo Bhagavate Varahaya, given by Agni Purana. So, who is a bija? But when we are here, when we are doing just the bija and the name, we prefer using rim. Rim is also a kind of can be used. Otherwise, when you are doing full mantra, people do Om Bhur Namo Bhagavate Varahaya. What happens with this? You are getting with Sukara, you are breathing in. Alright? And with the breathing in, with the mention of the name Sukara, you are getting complete protection. You are getting complete and total protection. Okay? Let's move to the next slide. We must finish. Alright. So now we come to what is called the Vishnu Kendras. You will be doing, listen, don't get worried. You will be doing this. Bhagavata mantras will be coming up over the years in different lessons. Alright, these mantras will be repeated, you will be taught this again and again. We will be taught different forms of it also. So, this is just the beginning. So, you know, two, three variations will come and all that. So now, this is very important. The four kendras are called the Vishnisthana. Alright? What are the four kendras? That is the first house, fourth house, seventh house and tenth house. Or if you tell us, so what is this four kendras? This is based on the motion of the sun. Are you with me? Dependent on the motion of the sun, we are getting four quadrants. So what is the motion of the sun? So the sun rises. It rises where at sunrise? What is sunrise? What is sunrise? That is Lagna. Lagna is sunrise, the first house. The first house is sunrise, right? The sun rises and it rises till it reaches the mid heaven at the Swargaloka. It reaches the zenith at midday. And what is the midday? That is the 10th house. Not the 4th house, because of the apparent motion of the sun. This is the way we see the zodiac. At the 10th house, so it has risen from sunrise to midday. Okay, that is midday is the 10th house. After midday, it starts setting. It set till it reaches the bottom point of sunset at sunset. So from 10th house, it is setting. Where is it setting to? 7th house. It has set in 7th house. What is happening after 7th house, after it has set? Ninth rise is happening. So again the sun is rising. It is sun is rising on the other side of the world, right? Sun is rising on the other side of the world. So which is night rise? Say from here when the night comes after sunset, it is night rise for us, but maybe daytime for other part of the world. So night rise is happening. Sun is actually rising. From sunset to midnight, the sun is rising. Okay? So that is from 7th house to the 4th house, the sun is rising. And from midnight to sunrise, the sun is again setting. That is why from midnight to sunrise is the most dark time. Midnight to sunrise is the most dark time. That is from 4th house to Lagna. So Lagna is sunrise, 10th house is midday, sunset is 7th house and midnight is 4th house. Please write this down. Draw the chart and write for these four points down the four kendras. This is known as the Vishnisthana. Very important fundamental point in your Jyotish. First house is sunrise, 10th house is midday, 7th house is sunset and 4th house is midnight. So we are finding four important junctions, right? So these four important junctions are called the four Gayatris. What are the names of the Gayatris? In the sunrise, when the sun is rising, it is called Brahma Gayatri. Then the sun is rising, till it reaches the 10th house when the sun is directly overhead. It is in this full glory. It is called Vishnu Gayatri. And then it is setting. It sets, till it completely sets in the 7th house. It is called Shiva Gayatri. And then it is going up to the 4th house, that is known as Shakti or Kali Gayatri. We call that Kali Gayatri. It is also known as Turiya Gayatri by many people. Turiya Gayatri. Turiya is beyond everything. Beyond. Because that's the power of moksha point starts from the 4th house. So Kali Gayatri is what you call it. You can call it Shakti is for easier understanding of you. Okay, so now you've got these four Gayatris, right? Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and Shakti. You're very clear, depending on the movement of the sun. All of you are clear on this? Now we are going to put the four Purna Avatars in these four kendras. So where are we putting the four Purna Avatars? We are going to put, at sunrise, we are going to put Nrisimha. You are clear, Natalia? Yes. We have got the four Gayatris according to the movement of the sun, the four points, which is the four Kendra houses of the horoscope, and they have certain names as the four Gayatris. This is based on the movement of the sun, as the sun rises and sets and rises and sets. Clear? So the four Purna Avatars we have learned, we are going to place them in these four Gayatris, which is the Kendras. These are Kendras, 1, 4, 7 and 10th house. Kendra houses, so it is also called Vishnu Sthana. The name in Jyotish we use for these Kendra houses is Vishnu Sthana. I know many of you know it, I'm repeating it because some of them don't know it. So even if it's repetitive of me, kindly bear through. So which avatar will be placed in which Kendra? We place Nrisimha in sunrise. We place Sri Rama in Vishnu Gayatri, the 10th house. We place Varaha or Sukara in the 7th house with sunset. And we place Krishna in the 4th house with midnight. Have you got that? Clear on that? Now, very interesting point. Krishna was born in midnight. All of you know that? Sri Rama was born in midday. If you look into the Ramayana, the timing, Sri Rama was born in midday. Nrisimha avatar was born at sunrise. Alright. And Sukara avatar was born at sunset. Krishna and Rama, all of you know, because the stories are well given. So now, from this we go a little bit further. If Krishna was born in midnight, and he is associated with the 4th house, then where should sun be? We have said, at the first step, that when the sun is in these houses, these are the directories we are getting. Alright, then we have placed the avatars over there. So now, if we say Krishna is born in midnight, at midnight, where is the sun? Fourth house. Right? So when Krishna was born, sun must be in the fourth house?
Yes.
Right? Now, there is another rule that all avatars must have the moon in Lagna. You will understand these points later. Ravi, every question we are not asking before you jump and ask them, PMT. Moon. For every avatar, moon is in Lagna, has to be in Lagna. Alright, for all avatars, moon has to be in Lagna. So if Krishna is born in midnight, we should have moon in Lagna and sun has to be in fourth house, because at midnight sun is in the fourth house. Okay, when Sri Rama was born, at Vishnu Gayatri, at midday. So if he was born at midday, can we assume the sun was in 10th house? In his horoscope, the sun is in 10th house. You will learn. That's what I'm saying. This is how we are learning. If somebody has told me that Sri Rama was born at midday, I can straight away say sun was in the 10th house. And his avatar, so moon is in the Lagna. So moon is in Lagna, sun in 10th house, Sri Rama. Moon in Lagna, sun in 4th house, Sri Krishna. Moon in Lagna, acha, Nrisimha avatar was born when? In sunrise. So where should the sun be? Sun should be in Lagna then. So moon and sun in Lagna. He was born on a Chaturdashi. Sun and moon gives you Amavasya, right? He was born on a Chaturdashi. Nrisimha avatar, dark energy, right? Now you come to Sukara. Where he was born when? At sunset. The sun should have been in the 7th house, right? So he was born with the sun in the 7th house, moon in Lagna, Purnima. He was born in a full moon. Without seeing that chart, we already know this little bit. Alright, so you know the positioning of these planets.
Why
moon in the Lagna? Moon in the Lagna, there is this thing about I think Guruji should be covering it at some point. There is a separate one why moon has to be in Lagna. When you do, it is to do with the colors of the rays and all kinds of things. For avatars, moon has to be in Lagna. Okay? For Sri Krishna, moon was exalted in Lagna. He was Taurus Lagna with moon in Lagna, Atmakaraka Sun in 4th house. But then he is supposed to represent Chandra. He is the avatar associated with Chandra. So the full rays of Chandra was resplendent in him. Fully exalted moon. Okay?
In our regular charts also which we see, sometimes we see this combination of moon in Lagna and sun in any of these four Indras. So does it mean they also?
They are avatars. I don't know.
So what else are the parameters?
Because there are so many other parameters. This is something about the sun and the moon we are doing because we are learning about the Purna avatar. These four are the Purna avatars. What we are studying is how the Purna avatars are getting mapped into the four Kendras. That is what we are studying. And we are giving you the explanation behind it. How they are mapping into the four Kendras and why the four Kendras are called the Vishnu Thanas. Okay? It is like saying, so many people are born with the Hamsa Mahapurusha Yoga. With Jupiter in their own sign in Kendra. Doesn't mean all of their Hamsa Mahapurusha activates, no. That you learn how to analyze a chart. The horoscopes have to be clear, unblemished. The yoga has to be unblemished. Unless the yoga is unblemished, all of us can have multiple fantastic yogas in our chart. I was just telling Guruji about our dentist, you know. And this, our dentist, he is hardcore into astrology. And every month he sits with a different astrologer in different parts of India. And like these handouts you have, he has dossiers like that. He came and showed it to me, you know, huge. So one of these astrologers has made a handout like that. And he's given Parashara shlokas and he has written the yogas present in his chart. And a thick book like this with all the yogas present in the chart. So the poor chap is asking me, you know, like, I mean, does this mean I have all of this? I said, no. You know, did you would have been, we all have multiple yogas. But how pure are the yogas? Are the yogas really fructifying in a chart? Then though all our lives would be perfect. We all have problems in our life. We would be, you know, all like some fantastic person with no problems in our life. We don't have that. All those yogas don't function. Some yogas function. It is to do with so many things. It's to do with timing. It is to do with the fact whether those yogas are blocked or unblocked. Are those yogas pure or impure? Are there affliction of other planets or not? Otherwise, I can say, oh, I also have this, I also have that, I have, like Krishna is Taurus Lagna with Moon in Lagna, Parivartana with Venus. This example you always give of Vaitanika Yoga. I said that I also have that. Now, does that mean that I wrote the Bhagavad as a Yoga of Bhagavad Gita? Does that mean I wrote it? I have that yoga. I didn't write the Bhagavad Gita and become a god. I have the same yoga, Moon in Taurus and Venus in Karkat, Parivartana, Moon in Rohini Nakshatra, just like Krishna. That combination gave him a certain thing. He did certain things. He became a leader, a spiritual leader. And he gave the Bhagavad Gita to the world. That combination, there's explanations. Maybe it's some higher level. I had that. You know, does this mean I've given Bhagavad Gita to the world? You may also have it. Does it mean you've given Bhagavad Gita to the world?
But on another dimension, even if you are giving this stuff to us, it is teaching.
No,
Christ.
I'm not a leader. I'm in no way a leader. It doesn't mean that at all. For me, it has given, activated some other aspects of the yoga, which is about a very material thing, like traveling. I've traveled since I'm a child, since I'm in my mother's womb. My husband has started traveling after marrying to me because my yoga is so strong. I have very good yoga for traveling. It is a partly, it is a traveling yoga at a mundane level. Remember I told you everything has multiple meaning. At a mundane level, it is that. For me, I'm a mundane person, it has given that. Don't force a higher level meaning onto others. Don't do it. Otherwise, everybody would be, I don't have a higher level meaning. Where is Sri Krishna? Is a god who's given one of the main scriptures of a religion. Many other people will also have a combination like I have. No. They may be the other first level translations apply. I have very good traveling yoga, but one basic level it is just traveling yoga. So be careful. There can be multiple things. So I have, a lot of people have this yoga and this and that and that. No. No avatar. What avatar? Yeah, avatar. In our life have we even seen avatar? Come down. See, you are here in 5 years or 6 years studying. So at the end of it, you will know all the answers to this question. You will know when it is not. That is how all the different things you will learn and you will know. Not in the first day of the first year. The different tools you will learn, you will match it together, you will learn how to do charts, you will learn it.
One is, you said, this avatar mantras will purify those grahas within us.
Absolutely.
So that way it will also purify our yoga so that we can get rectified faster. Or we can
You will also learn how in some charts it is more suited. You will learn that. I know in subsequent classes you will learn. In some charts, for a particular planet may be in such a condition, I may say you do a Bhagavad Mantra for this planet. But for the same planet to Arnav, I may say no, you do a Rudra Mantra. Same planet to Rajesh, I may say you do a Devi Mantra. Why? It depends on whose chart, what is most suited. But Bhagavad Mantra everybody can do and should do. Everybody should do, irrespective of anything. But in some charts, for a condition you may have, which will say that is a remedy and you must do it as a remedy. But otherwise you and I, everybody should do it. Isn't Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya given to everybody? That is a standard Mool Mantra.
One small question about the Lapi Vijas is, the four different planets that are represented by this avatara have got Dikpala in those houses. Like, maybe it's not a flavor. Sun in 10 and Rahu in 7 and Moon in 4. But Mars in first.
No. So the theory didn't work. So your theory didn't work.
So there is something missing, or is there something else that I need to be knowing?
I don't know. Right now we are doing this, I have to finish the slides. Okay. I have to finish the slides. Your questions are all valid. Why I'm not saying now a lot of these questions, including why Moon has to be in the Avatara Lagna. All the questions you have asked, which I'm sure many of you are understanding, will get answered as you, not just this year, next year and the year next, little by little and layers it will all be answered. All the questions are valid and they are all answered. You will learn a bit this year, a bit next year, different level, higher, you will get. Not all in one class. Okay? So, now basically, when we are saying that these four sun and moon, okay, so what we are getting for the Purna Avataras, the sun and moon are in Kendra. Right? Haven't we learned that? Sun and moon are in Kendra. So maximum sunlight, maximum sunlight and maximum moonlight, the two light-carrying bodies are sun and moon. Right? So the maximum light is there for the Purna Avataras. For Purna Paramamsha, they have 100% divinity because they are getting 100% sunlight and 100% moonlight. Got it? This is an important Jyotish point. That is why that for Purna Avataras. In what way are they affecting these kendras for us? For example, Nisimha Avatar is to do with the first house. What is it doing? It is leading to self-realization. Self-actualization, self-achievements. It is leading to cleansing and purification of your intelligence, of strengthening of faith. That is what Nrisimha Avatar is doing. What is Rama Avatar is doing? Rama Avatar is associated with 10th house. What is Rama Avatar is doing? It is purifying your karma. If you do any dush karma, any bad karma, Rama Avatar will cleanse that. And if you have Rajyogas, Rama Avatar has a power to initiate your Rajyogas. Power to reach you to the zenith of your achievement. And also the power to pull you down if you do bad karmas. So it's also to do with, remember Swarga is 10th house. It's also called Swargasthana. Because it can reach you to the heights, or you can get tempted by the pleasures of Swarga and do bad karmas. Are you getting my point? 10th house is to do with karma, which can give you Raj Yoga, make you a king like Sri Rama. But if you do bad karmas, it can also pull you down. So it is for you to purify your karmas. 7th house, very important. It is represented by Rahu, right? What does Rahu do? Sri Sukara will break all the boundaries of your 7th house. You will break boundaries, you will be able to cross your problems, relating to your relationships, relating to interacting with another human being. If you have a problem interacting with another human being, Sukara will break that problem. Problems in interacting with, say, outsiders, with foreigners, if any of you who are Indians have problems in talking with, say, Lana or Natalia because they are foreigners, Sri Sukara will help you break that boundaries. And if you have problems in talking, it will break. Just an example. Ultimate boundaries are also in the mind. Not just boundaries of culture, of nations, in the mind, with the opposite sex, with relationship, with your spouse. Because the planet which causes the maximum problem to the 7th house is Rahu. Okay, no other planet causes as much of disturbance to the seventh house as Rahu does. So, worshipping Varaha or Sukara mantra is very, very important. Especially those of you who have Rahu in the seventh house, I think should not even hesitate but do a Varaha mantra. At least do Reem Sukaraya Reem, Reem Sukaraya Reem, if you don't have time. Just chant it for a few times. The beauty of just doing bija or just doing a nama mantra is you don't necessarily need to count. With a japa mantra you need to count. You can just say Shreem Sukaraya Shreem, Shreem Sukaraya Shreem, Shreem Sukaraya. Just say it as much of time as you want. Definitely people with Rahu in 7th house must do it. Alright? Now what about the 4th house? The 4th house is a moksha gati. It is the moksha gati, it is path of Krishna. It is the most difficult path. It is the most difficult path. Because tribes to the 4th house are two dushkanas. Yes, can you tell me which are the two dushkanas? 8th house and 12th house. 8th house and 12th house are tribes to the 4th house, right? 8th house and 12th house are dushkanas, are bad houses in the horoscope. So, very difficult. You have to overcome transformations in the 8th house. Then only you can reach the Paramam Padma Vishnu in the 12th. Otherwise, there is no goal. This heart chakra in 4th house, very difficult. Very difficult to reach Krishna. You know that. He's very sweet, but very difficult to reach Krishna. Krishna or Narayana is there in the heart lotus. Ishta. Very difficult. It's easier to meditate in the Agya Chakra. It is very difficult to meditate in the Anahata Chakra. Heart has to be clean because in the Hridaya Padma, in the heart lotus, your Ishta, your desired God, whoever form it is in, sits over there. That is the Moksha Gati. That is why it is in Shakti Gayatri or Kali Gayatri, beyond midnight. It is called Turiya because Turiya is that which is beyond Om. That which is beyond Om is Turiya. That which is beyond midnight. That is Mukti, that is Krishna. Very, very difficult. And the trines are the 8th houses. You have to overcome the 8th house, one bad house, to go to 12th house. Where is the feet of Vishnu? Paramam Padma Vishnu, 12th house is our house of exit. We die over there and go to the Paramam Padma Vishnu. So most difficult trine. We will learn more about it. Alright. Now, if you come to, for example, this is the 4th house. Now, where the 10th house is concerned, what are the trines of the 10th house? That is the 2nd house and the 6th house are the trines. Any one of them are bad houses or dushkanas?
Yes.
6th house. So, there is only one dushkana over there. That is 6th house. Not too many. That is not as difficult. So, it is the most difficult is the Mukti Gati of Krishna. After that, it is Rama. I mean, Rama is a bit better than 10th house gati is better than the 4th house gati. Alright. After that we come to the 7th house. 7th house, what are the trines? 3rd house and, are you following? 3rd house and 11th house. Any of them are dushkanas? There are no dushkanas. You only have 11th house which is called a Harabhava. When you do Bhava, you will learn 11th house is Harabhava. That is only Harabhavas. There are no dushkanas there. And what about Yana? What are the trines? Lakshmi's temple, beautiful, easiest to achieve. Get the point? Easiest to achieve, easiest path is that of me. After that comes of the other, which is the seventh house. After that it comes of my karma, that is the tenth house. Finally it comes of the Mukti Marga of Krishna in the fourth house, which is difficult. I am getting the point. These are just examples to show you how deep you can go into when you are trying to understand. Got it? Yeah.
So, based upon our mean, like you can quote 1, 4, 7, 10, self. So, based upon that, we do the sadhana for Narasimha Rama.
Yeah, so the thing is that basically, Bhoginaraj, you missed a very important point, you catch it up with Ravi. So the basic point is that, as I told you, if you have Rahu in the 7th house, then definitely that is a problem, straight away without thinking. or rather troubling your seventh house, maybe aspecting your seventh house, having a controlling influence on your seventh house, running a Rahu Dasha, yes, Shreem Sukara Rim. Alright, without questioning, or Om Bhur Namo Bhagavate Varahaya Sukaraya, whatever you wish, whichever you want to do, you know, depending on the time. If you are having issues with work, you feel you have Raja Yogas in the chart, but Raja Yogas are not opening up, work is not happening, money is not coming, 10th house is blocked, or if you feel you've done some bad karmas, you know in your heart, say any of you have done it, then pray to Rama and he will cleanse that. And those of you who are going to be in Mukti Marga, completely you are very, very much keen on Mukti Marga, then it is Krishna's path. Straight away it is Krishna.
So if it's in the 4th house, better with your problems, then you do the Krishna.
No, it is not that. It's the Mukti Marga. We are talking about the avatara and the margas they indicate. Right? We are associated with these houses. What we did first is we told what are kendras. We explained to you what are kendras. Right? These kendras, how they are dependent on the motion of the sun. We discussed how the four Purna avatars, the four Paramatma Amsa avatars, how they are mapped into four kendras. Then I told you, what does it mean? My point in telling you these four gatis is to tell you what does it mean? Why does these four are called Purnagatas? We explained astrologically or Jyotish wise with the full light of the sun and the moon. How they will have the sun and the moon in the Kendra. We learned that. So they have the full light. Hence they are that. Why are these four Kendras so important? Kendra means as the main thing. Vishnu's Thana. What does it indicate? They indicate something higher. These are the gatis they are indicating. Higher meaning. This is the higher meaning. So, those of you who are in the path of mukti, those of you who are in the path of moksha, you cannot but avoid worshipping Krishna. Now, which mantra of Krishna, in what form of Krishna, how, that you can go into your chart. But this is the basic thing. This is the way the four avatars are sitting, the deeper meaning of it. Alright, it doesn't mean that if you have a problem with fourth house, you worship Krishna, no. It is showing. Purna avatars are showing something very deep. And we are trying to understand what is that something deep. These are the four margas. Alright. And as I told you that these are the antaras. Now, you are not to doubt this, because to doubt this or to doubt Vasudeva is to actually doubt Parashara. Shiva in Shiva Puran says that he who has doubted Rama, that person should not come near me. If you know Tulsidas has a very famous bhajan in which he has said that Mahadeva Satata Japata Divya Ramana, that Mahadev is constantly doing the name of Rama or doing the japa of the name of Rama. So Shiva has said that because you know with Shiva and Vishnu you can't do one without the other. If you are worshipping one you have to worship the other, otherwise the other gets angry. And this is the thing, Shiva and Vishnu is a unit. You have to worship. Moment you create a separation between them, you are doing a great injustice. So, Shiva has said in the Shiva Puran that if you do not believe in Rama, then don't come and show your face to me. So, Parashara is also saying that if you don't believe this, that means you are not believing in Parashara. It is to having doubt Parashara. To having doubt meaning is to give rise to Rahu. So, you have to believe or trust in Parashara when he is giving us this. That is why before actually going into the Jyotish things, we are coming out with these. We are talking about these mantras. We are talking about these things first. So that your base is set. What Parashara expected from us. Okay? Now we go to the other avatars. Now we go to the Navagraha avatars. Okay? The Navagraha avatar is Avataranyekanani Ajasya Paramatmana
Jivanam
Karma Falado Graha Rupi Jarardana. Now what he is saying is this Vasudeva, this Vishnu has got umpteen, millions and millions and millions of avatars. So many. We just discussed the four Purna avatars, which is full Paramatmas. But he has so many other avatars, which are of different proportions of Jivatma answers there. Some have 50% Paramatma answers, some have 75%, some have little percent. But they say that this this Vishnu, this Janardana, he is the one who has incarnated in the form of the Grahas. Graha Rupi Janardana, Janardana only has incarnated as the Grahas. So the Grahas are also incarnations of Vishnu. What for? Giving you an understanding or sum total of the experiences of your life. In Graha Rupi, he has taken form. That is why we worship Grahas in avatar form. Okay, remember we started right in the beginning, there are 10 points. That is why, because he has said the Grahas are also nothing but incarnations of Vishnu. So why not worship the Grahas at its highest level, which is avatars? So when you are worshipping the Grahas, you are actually worshipping the Vishnu avatars, right? So this is exactly what our slide also tells us here. There are umpteen incarnations of the Paramatma and general experience of the results of past and present karma. Janardana incarnated as the Navagraha. Worship and prayers to the Navagraha are indicated as equating them to Vishnu avatar. That's why worshipping them is worshipping the Vishnu avatar.
There are many incarnations of Paramatma.
Yeah.
You know, only of this 10.
There are many, many incarnations. So this 10 we are talking about.
I can say you are incarnation.
We are.
He is incarnation.
We are. Yes. Of course.
Because that way, any mortal has Jivatma and Paramatma.
Yes.
So that Paramatma
is
1% or 60%.
Exactly.
He's the author of Vishnu.
Exactly. So we are talking about the degrees of the Paramatma. Remember my Maitreya's question to him. How much of the avatars have of Jivatma? So he started with the answering of the Purna avatars, who have 100%. And our question is that what does it mean to have 100%? That is the main question we are interested in.
So he's looking at percentage.
100%, he started with the Purna. He said that. Maitreya has asked that. Your question, you are asking Maitreya, we started with the first shloka. Oh Munishwara, what is the degree? So he said, yes, there are, and these four have 100%. He started with that. He first started with the Purna avatars. We understood what does it mean to us as Jyotishis. What does it mean to have Purna 100% Paramatma? We discussed all this for so long. What it means. Sun, Moon, Kendra, the Gatis, the Vishnu Sthana. We discussed all this, right? That's what it means to have Purna. Otherwise, what does it mean? What does just percentages mean? They have no meaning. So we understood. Purna avatar is the main thing. So we understood that. Those four. Sun, Moon, Mars and Rahu were the main. Now he is coming to the other avatars. So he is saying, yes, all the grahas are avatars. Okay. Now what are the graha avatars? We are repeating only what mantra is and Vrashya are talking. Okay.
दैत्यानां
बलनाशाय
बलनाशाय
देवानां बलवृद्धये
बलवृद्धये
धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय
धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय
ग्रहाज्जता
ग्रहाज्जता
शुभाक्रमात्
शुभाक्रमात्
ओके देयर आर 3 थिंग्स ही सेड ऑन द ग्रहावतार इज टू डज नंबर 1 It is to destroy the darkness that is within us. We all have the darkness inside us, right? We all have a part of the Paramatma answer and a part of the Jivatma answer. Part of the Jivatma answer is the dark part, the demon in us. So the demon that is there in us, we want to destroy that. The divine that is in us, the Paramatma part that is in us, we want to increase that light. So you want to decrease the darkness, number one. Number two, we want to increase the light. And number three, what does he say? Number three, he has said, is to establish dharma. Okay, this is what they are saying. And here we are coming into the question of Vasudeva. So here we'll go back into what we said, that why did Vasudeva incarnate as Graha? Vasudeva incarnated as Graha because this mouse is Vasudeva, this table is Vasudeva, that tree is Vasudeva, that bird is Vasudeva, the water is Vasudeva, you are Vasudeva, I am Vasudeva. We are all born from Vasudeva. If we are born from Vasudeva, then we are a part of Vasudeva and Vasudeva is also inside us. Sarva Bhuta Nivaso, see Vasudeva Navastute. He who dwells in all the Bhuta. Vasudeva means one who dwells in the inner meaning. The first meaning of the word Vasudeva is his Vasudeva's son. Second meaning of the word Vasudeva is he who dwells in all the Bhutas, in all the created universe. So if we are all part of Vasudeva, we are born from Vasudeva. So we are in Vasudeva and Vasudeva is in us. Right? We are in Vasudeva, Vasudeva is in us. You are Vasudeva, everybody has Vasudeva. That's why we do Namaskar, we do the greeting, because I am greeting the Vasudeva in you. The question is, I began right in the beginning, how much of that is there or not? How much are we aware of it or not? So this is how he said, how much do the avatars have? That's how he said, the Purna ones have all full. How much do the others have? Right? To doubt Vasudeva is to doubt Parashara. Because Parashara begins with discussion of Vasudeva. That one third Vasudeva, one fourth Vasudeva, those diagrams that you have learned or will learn, that is given by Parashara. It has been done schematically for you. He begins with Vasudeva. Remember, he is the writer of the Vishnu Purana. Okay. That is why we are learning all this. Now we can say, if the grahas are incarnations of Janardana, of Vishnu, alright, and their job is to destroy the darkness and increase the lightness in us, then Amsha is higher. They are 10%. Grahas are lower, they are 10%. Okay, 10% Paramatma Amsha is there. So they are above us. We don't bother, we have points of example. They are all 10%. Okay, that's why grahas are also worshipped. Now you can ask if one of their tasks is to reduce the darkness or destroy the darkness and reduce the light. What is Shani doing over there? Shani is all darkness. You can ask the question. Rahu is there, Ketu is there, Shani is there. What is Shani's role in all this? Shani's role is to point out the darkness to you. Shani will point out the darkness so that you can throw light on the place and destroy the darkness. If you don't even know where the darkness is, how will you throw light on it? How will you remove it? Shani's task is to show you that darkness. If Shani wasn't there, Sri Rama would not have come into this earth. Shani showed where Ravana was. Because Shani showed where Ravana was, Sri Rama came and demolished Ravana. Without Shani, we wouldn't have Sri Rama here. So Shani is playing a very, very good role. He is showing all the dark places, all the darknesses. That's his job, to find out, show us. So when we are worshipping the avatars, they are always saying, if these are the three things that we are looking for, there should be three bijas. For example, for Surya Mantra, if we do Ram, Reem, Room, Suryaya Nama, suppose. So with Ram Bija, we are destroying evil. With Reem Bija, we are increasing light. With Room Bija, we are establishing dharma. We can say that, right? Or somebody can say Ram, Reem, Rom, Suryaya Nama. Same thing. Always with Graha Mantras, we are trying to use three bijas because we are doing these three things. Destroying darkness, increasing lightness, and increasing dharma. This is what the shloka is telling you. Daityanam varanashaya. Daitya is the evil one, the demon. Vala means strength. Nasha means to destroy. Destroy the strength of the demons. Devanam varavidhai. Devas, vala is strength, vidha means increase. Increase the strength of the devas. What is the strength of the devas? But light. They are devus. So increase their light. Destroy their darkness. And dharma sanskarpa. And the third is to establish righteousness. Or dharma. right? For these three things. That is why with Graha Bija, many of you who are used to Graha Bija, you will find three Bijas used over there. Got it? Yes.
We have Paramatma and the Jivatma in some ratio. And same Paramatma is manifesting in this Navagrahas and helping the Jivatma to do all these three. Destroy the Daitya within the Jivatma or increase the, so that the Paramatma Amsha can get increased. So whenever we have a problem, that Jivatma has a problem in his so-called life, that means that is getting pointed out as a part of worshipping, as a part of remedy, the Paramatma Amsha is increasing and therefore the problem is increasing.
That is why we do avatara mantras of the grahas. In our parampara, you see very many graha mantras are given. It's not just in our parampara. In our parampara is following Parashara. We in Parashara very rarely use graha mantras, incidentally. Very rarely. We give graha mantras to those where we feel the person cannot do it. So what mantras, those who of you who have been with us, you know this. Very rarely is graha mantra remedy. You will learn graha mantras because you are students, you have to learn everything. So you will learn about stones, you will learn about everything. Is that when you go to study medicine, whether you become a surgeon or a gastroenterologist or a pediatrician, you have to learn everything, right? You have to learn pharmacology, you have to learn everything. So because you are studying here, you have to learn everything. You are taught all the mantras, not because you have to do the mantras, but because you have to learn a subject, so that you may be giving the mantras to somebody. So you will learn graha mantras as part of it. But what did I begin by saying? The highest thing we always say is to worship the avatara. That is the highest point of the graha. Yes. I began with that. If I have a problem with the graha, I will worship the avatara because the avatara manifestation is the highest manifestation of the graha. Highest. Why will I not worship the highest? There are times when we are worshipping the grahas, Shiva form, Rudra form, we are worshipping Devi forms, there are specific conditions in the chart, maybe that specific condition is being fed, we are doing. But in general, we say, why won't we worship the avatar mantras? How many of us do avatar mantras? Very few of us. Very few of us do avatar mantras. Only those who are Krishna initiated and all these people do it. Otherwise, people don't do it. I am teaching you about the bijas of the Graha mantras. Of course, when you do it, it is good. But my point is, why will you do Graha mantras? You straight away, you should do avatara mantras. No? That is the highest. Why will you aim at the lowest? Avatara, they are having so much high paramatma answer. And a graha, it is in the graha rupa. It is that part. Then you are including the non-paramatma parts of the graha also. No? So that is at a much lower level. We want always to appeal to the higher level as much as possible. Okay.
If there are only probably those four planets, Sun, Moon, Mars or Rahu, then we can recommend this four planets.
Why? Those are only the Pugna avatars. There are 10 avatars associated with Lagna and the 9 things. Those four are the Pugna avatars. There's special focus on Pugna avatars. You didn't get that. I'm telling you, this is a no-brainer. We are talking, he is talking about the Purnavatas because they have 100% Paramatma answer. Hence we have to understand that why. What does it mean? What does it mean? You are interested in a number and a percentage, I am not. We are asking the question, what does it mean to have 100% Paramatma answer? What is the speciality? That's why we did the whole analysis with the Kendra. So much time is spent on understanding the Vishnu Kendras, the Gatis, the four Gatis, what it means, position of sun and moon, why? That is the importance of having 100% because there are Purna answers. That is why they are showing that. Will any other avatar show that? No.
Instead of doing the Navagraha mantra, why do you do the highest avatara mantra?
That's what we are saying.
Is it applicable only for those four Graha mantras?
No.
We say if there is a problem with, say, Venus.
So no, avatara mantra.
Which avatara mantra? Again, but even that is not Purna. So even that part of the Jivatma problem also will be as you say.
That is true. Now I think you should think. You are an intelligent person, you think. Think about it because I am very sure you will get the answer. Between Venus as avatar and Venus as graha, you think which will have higher paramatma answer. You think and you will get the answer. Get the point? Okay. Now we come to the Rasavatar. Nominee Acharya has given us. Okay. Now read it. Ramavatara Suryasya.
Ramavatara Suryasya.
Chandrasya Yadunayaka.
Chandrasya Yadunayaka.
Okay, study. This is a shloka. Ramachandra is for Ramavatara for Surya. Yadunayaka means Krishna. Nrisimho Bhumiputrasya.
Nrisimho Bhumiputrasya.
Buddha Soma Sutaya cha.
Buddha Soma Sutaya cha.
So Nrisimha is for Bhumiputra, who is the son of Earth, that is Mars. Soma Sutta, who is the son of Soma, that is Chandra, it's Mercury. So Buddha is for Mercury. Vamano. Vamano vi Buddha Gheyasa.
Vamano vi Buddha Gheyasa.
Vamana for Gya. Gya is Vihaspati. Bhargavo Bhargavasya cha.
Bhargavo Bhargavasya cha.
Kurmo Bhaskara Putrasya.
Kurmo Bhaskara Putrasya.
Saimikeyasya Sutaraha.
Saimikeyasya Sutaraha.
So, you know, for you all, whenever they often refer to these people, referred to as a son of so and so many times. So, for example, Mercury is referred to as Soma Sutra, meaning he is the son of Soma, that is Chandra. So, similarly, Mars is referred to here as Bhumi Putra. Putra means son, Sutra means son. Bhumi is earth, the son of the earth is Mars. So, this one, Bhaskara Putra, son of Bhaskara, that is son of Surya, is Shani. Since you are using the word, sometimes we will write it like this. Bhaskara Putrasya. Saimikeyasya. Simhika is the mother of Rahu. So Saimikeya is Rahu's name. Saimikeya Rahu is Sukara. Okay? Ketor Meenavatarascha.
Ketor Meenavatarascha.
Ye Chanye Tepi Khetajaha.
Ye Chanye Tepi Khetajaha.
Paramat Mamso Variko.
Yeshu
te sarve.
Yeshu te sarve.
Khechara vidha.
Khechara vidha.
So, this is what it is saying, that the khechara means grass, kha means the sky, chara means movement. Those who are moving in the kha, moving in the sky, is called khechara. Khechara is the planets which are moving in the skies. These are the avatars, nominations. So here you have, here in two columns for you, Rama, Surya, Krishna, Chandra, Nrisimha, Mandala, Buddha, Mercury, Vamana, Jupiter, Bhargava for Venus. See, he has not used the word Parashuram. Many of you who are doing would have seen Parashuram. He has not used the word Parashuram. He has used the word Bhargava. Then Sukara for Rahu, Meena for Ketu, Kalki for Lagna. But he has not used Kalki. Has he said Kalki in the shloka?
No.
No, he has not used Kalki. Okay, it's okay, he uses that. He has not used Kalki. He has used the other mantras. So, these are the name and these are the planets. So, we must use the exact names used by Parashara. Alright, the exact names. We shall not use Kalki, he is not giving us Kalki. And as I told you, with Bhagavata mantras, we tend to use mantras from Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, which I have already told you. So, now we can have full mantras. We talked a little bit about the mantras when we did the Purnavatars. That I told you, Om Namo Bhagavate Ramachandraya. But if you recall the earlier slides when we talked, he has told us if you use bijas, it is very good. Didn't he say the avatar would manifest? So, when you are doing it for yourself, use it with the bija, I tell you. But when you are going to give the mantra to somebody else, don't give the bija, just give Om Namo Bhagavate and the name. Okay, so like for example, for Rama, without the bija is Om Namo Bhagavate Rama Chandraya. Say it.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rama Chandraya.
So if you want to give it to somebody, you give this mantra. But when you are doing it for yourself, we will do Om Shreem Namo Bhagavate Rama Chandraya. Yes, this is not in the slide, so you must write down the bijas. Then for Krishna, without bijas it is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
With Vija it is Om Kleem Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. After I say the mantra, I want you all to say the mantra jointly. Om Kleem Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Kleem Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
You will see your tiredness of the day will evaporate when you say these mantras, okay? Then we have Mercury, Buddha. So now Parashara has told us it is Buddha. So you have the mantra Buddha Devaya, but in our parampara we use Balabhadra. That is Sri Balaram. We use the name of Balabhadra. So we will say Om Namo Bhagavate Balabhadraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Balabhadraya. The bija is Reem. Om Reem Namo Bhagavate Balabhadraya.
Om Reem Namo Bhagavate Balabhadraya.
Now we come to Vamana Avatara of Jupiter. Hello. Vamana Avatara of Jupiter. The mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Dadhi Vamanaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Dadhi Vamanaya.
Dadhi.
Dadhi. D-A-D-H-I. Dadhi. Dadhi means yogurt. There is a story of Sri Vamana which is associated with the Vamana Avatara. You can Google it, read out, or you have Puranas, you can read it. Okay, Vamana Avatara story. The name also is given as Trivikrama. But we are not using the name Trivikrama. Remember, we have to stick to Parashara. We have to use the exact words, names given by Parashara, remember. So, the name he is given is Vamana. The mantra is Om Aim Namo Bhagavate Dadi Vamanaya.
Om Aim Namo Bhagavate.
Together. Yes, and the name is Dadhi Vamana.
Dadhi Vamana.
So we say Dadhi Vamanaya.
Dadhi Vamanaya.
So we say without the bija first, and aim is Guru Bija. So without bija, then with bija. So Om Namo Bhagavate Dadhi Vamanaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Dadhi Vamanaya. Then Om Aim Namo Bhagavate Dadhi Vamanaya.
Om Aim Namo Bhagavate Dadhi Vamanaya.
Okay, then we do Om Namo Bhagavate Bhargavaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhargavaya.
Now we together. I want the class chanting it together. Om, do it. Om Namo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhargavaya.
Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhargavaya. Now we don't have the bija for this. We were not given the bija for this because if we take Venus as Lakshmi, her bija is Shri. But we have already used the bija Shri for Ramachandra. And Guruji did not give us the bija for this. So you can catch him and tell. In this bash, please give us the bija for Bhargava. As of now, we don't have the bija for Bhargava. He is running away. Now, so remember, when you next see him, ask him, what is the bija for Bhargava? Okay? He didn't give it to us. Venus is important, no? So he didn't give. Next, we come to Saturn. What is it? Kurma Avatar. What is the mantra? Akuparaya. Remember, I think you did it in the morning.
Yes.
So the mantra is Kreem. Kreem with a rub. So Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
With bija Om Kreem Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
Om Kreem Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya.
Yeah, then it is Sukara for Rahu. Om Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Sukaraya. And then Om Bhur Namo Bhagavate Sukaraya.
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 Then Om Namo Bhagavate Mahamatsyaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Mahamatsyaya.
And Om Leem Namo Bhagavate Mahamatsyaya.
Om
Leem Namo Bhagavate HL. Leem Namo Bhagavate Mahamatsyaya.
Om Leem Namo Bhagavate
HL. Leem, it's a difficult, it's not easy. It's not easy. Leem.
Leem.
LL. It is not plain L, it is R. L, it is an L, but it is an accented L. It is a letter called L. You don't have it in Hindi, so you don't know. You don't have it in Bengali, so you don't know. It is in Sanskrit, L. L, L with an accent. L. It is not there in Hindi, nor in Bengali, nor in Tamil. That's why you don't know this. Cream. 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 It's L-I-N, but L with a dot below. The pronunciation is not easy. You can practice and get it. Even I don't get it properly.
Is that for Rahu or?
Oh, Lim Namo. H-L-I-N. Oh, Lim Namo Mahamatsyaya. Look, you can just do Om Namo Bhagavate Mahamatsyaya. These main mantras are all from Srimad Bhagavatam. Alright? Akuparanema, Sukaranema, Mahamatsyanema, they are from Bhagavatam. And definitely when you are giving to anybody else, you give it without the bija. We also do it without the bija. It's not as if it must, but as with bija is nice. Alright, definitely with Nrisimha and all, you've learned it. Initiated, you can do it. Okay. Balabhadra. Not Bal. Who said Balabhadra?
Sorry.
Balabhadra. Say.
Balabhadra.
Yes. People from North India have pronunciation issues worse than foreigners. Russians will have very good pronunciation. They have East Europeans have very good pronunciation. Worst pronunciation of Sanskrit are North Indians. Because in North India there has been a huge amount of Muslim influence, huge amount of Urdu influence in the language. So you all have a habit of giving a halant to everything. Bengalis won't have, Odias won't have, South Indians don't have, none of these others don't have, you all have. They don't have. East Europeans are very good. They're Sanskrit based in their language. Slavic language is Sanskrit based. Yang will be very good. Russians will be good once they learn English. But you all have a problem. Because of Urdu, you have a habit of giving a halant. Halant has come from Urdu. It is not there in either traditional Hindi, which is Awadhi, or Brijbhasha, or Sanskrit. That is what it has, you people have a problem. So, to all North Indians, I always say, please, pronunciation. So, it is Balabhadra. Not even Bal. Bal means child. It's Balabhadra. You people won't have. They won't have. Mahindranathji is smiling. You know what problems they have. I spend half the time teaching them pronunciation. Huh? Nrisimha's. Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Nrisimha's Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya. Hello, please.
Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya.
Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya.
Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya.
Whenever I say the, after I say the mantra, all of you must say it together. And I'm sweating after doing this mantra, I don't know about you all. You must say it. If you say it from the heart, repeat it, the mantra gets activated. Your tiredness in the day will go away. These people have experience of it, you can ask them. Okay. Shrom. Om Shrom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya.
Om Shrom Namo Bhagavate Nrisimhaya.
Yes. Yes, yes, sing it. I have no objection. There's so many of you, such a huge class. You should boom the mantras. Yes.
S-H-R-O-P-S-H-R-O-M. Because the dates will turn to slow.
Look, one second. There is only one language you are following, the Sanskrit. Yeah, it is a Sanskrit term. There is no non-Sanskrit here. Is there a non-Sanskrit? What is the word? How do you write? Is it khya? We call it khya. Shia, Shia, it is Shia, that is it. There is no other way to write it. What other way is there? In Telugu? No. Then? Only Sanskrit, no, it is Sanskrit word. So only Sanskrit will apply? No Telugu, no Bengali, no Tamil. Correct? No Punjabi. Okay? Okay, now here we come, the last slide. Now, no, you missed something?
Okay.
No, Kalki is not given, na?
Okay,
Kendra Bada. Avatar process is not taught to us. Please go to slide Kendra Bala, the second last slide. So in Kendra Bala, these are kind of summations of what we have done. Karuna, I know it has been a difficult day because it is all these subjects, okay? And with these two slides, we finish it. So, last two slides will kind of sum up what we already discussed. So, it will not be easy for you. So, we are saying that the planet is in a Kendra house, that is 1, 4, 7, and 10, is getting 60 Shashti answers. Alright, all of you know Shashti answers? No, it's okay. You don't ask. Those of you who know Shashti answers is getting full Shashti answer. There are 60 Shashti answers, is getting Purna Shashti answer. That means 100% power. That is what you need to know. So, planets which are in the Panafara houses, 2, 5, 8 and 11, 2nd, 5th, 8th and 11th houses, are the Panafara houses, they will get 30 Shashti answers, which means they will have 50% power. Till now you learned about Kendra. Hello, you. I want your attention. We learned about planet in Kendras, Vishnusthana, right? Yes. With the four Purnavatars. That told us that any planet in the Kendra that has full power, so they have full Shashtyamsha. Full Shashtyamsha is 100% power, 100% potency. Right? That's why they are. Any planet. So any planet in Kendra is very good, that is why. I'm giving you the Jyotish derivation of this. Why is any planet very good in Kendra? Because any planet in Kendra has 100% power. How do you know this? You learned it because we learned how about the Purna avatars. From there you learned it. Now any planet in the Panafara houses, that is 2nd, 5th, 8th and 11th, will have 30 Shashtyamsha, which is 50% power. Alright? Now any planet which is there in the Apokrimas, that is the 3rd, 6th, 9th and 12th houses, will get 15 Shashtyamshas or 25% power. Got it? This is a direct, you know this, many of you have done Jyotish, you know this. You know a planet in Kendra is very powerful, it is a basic of Jyotish. But now see how through avatars this is getting derived. Got it? Why now it is 50% in Panafara and 25% in Upper Kremas houses. You will learn what these houses are in the houses, don't worry. Don't worry, don't ask questions, just hear. You got your answers? What about the grahas? Grahas are getting only 10% power. Paramatma answer. So this is also the level of Paramatma answers in Gen. Potency as well as Paramatma answer. So avatars which are placed in the 2nd, 5th, 8th and 11th houses will have 50% Paramatma answer. Avatars which are placed in the Apokrimas houses will get 25% Paramatma answer. Apokrimas and Grahas in Kendra, I've already told you 100%. Graha avatars have only 10% Paramatma answer. Much, much lower. Okay. Now, another point. So now we have largely covered the fourth thing. I have already covered that for you. That what is the path of the four Kendra houses. I have already covered that, right? With Bhuvendranathi, you missed, you take it from Ravi. That the Mukti Marga. And so the seventh house Marga incidentally is the Bhoga Marga. Because all your material realization is coming through that. Tenth house Ravnu, we have discussed all this. Now, we come to this slide, which should be very easily understandable to you. Now tell me, Lagna we have Nisimha, right? That is what? Kendra house? How much Paramahamsa?
100%
Purna, right? Next, second house is what house? It is a Panafara house? It is a Panafara house. Which is the avatar over there?
Vamana.
Planet is Jupiter. So if Vamana avatar is getting how much Paramatma answer? 50%. Now come to the 8th house. Which is a planet in the 8th house? Kurma. What is the Paramatma answer? 50. Panafara houses are 50, right? I did the entire derivation with the Kendra and the Purnavatas. Now the rest is easy? Now the rest is easy? So, Panafara houses will get 50. So, Vamana avatar is over there in the second house. Vamana avatar, that means has 50% Paramatma answer. Eighth house, again, it's a Panafara house. Who is there? Kurma. So, Kurma will also have 50% Paramatma answer. Then, what is the other house? Is 11th house. Who is there? Kalki. But Kalki is not over there. It is, you know, so we just leave it blank. Now, third house, who is there? Parashuram is the name used by him. Has he used it in the shloka?
Bhargava.
So Bhargava is in the third house. What is the percentage? 25% Paramatma is there. Sixth house is Buddha Avatara Balabhadra. What is the percentage? 25%. 12th house is? Matsya. Again, 25% Paramatma answer. You already know that the planets associated with it. That is not a problem, right? So, we can say that the Kendra houses, planets, the avatars, that is first house, Mangal, fourth house, Krishna, seventh house, Sukara, and tenth house, Rama, represented by Mars and Moon and Rahu and Surya. These four had 100% Paramatmas. Then we can say, well, avatar is in the Panafara house, and in the second house, Vamana avatar of Jupiter, and in the eighth house, Kurma avatar of Shani. Because Kalki, we are not taking, we read that out. These two have 50%. Kalki also has 50%, but Kalki is not a revealed avatar. We don't have mantras for it, so. Kalki is also in the 11th house, so these have 50% Paramatma answer, right? And then in the Apokrimas houses, which is Bhargava avatar, and Matsya Avatara and Balabhadra, Buddha Avatara. These three avatars have 25% Paramatma answer. Is that clear?
Yes.
You understood? It's very clear now? No problem how we've derived it? Now you see from that diagram you have, you see now there are no avatars in the 5th and 9th house. Why? Because that is called Lakshmi Sthana. Lakshmi sits over there. No avatar is over there. Alright, so we say that the 5th house is of Vasudeva and the 9th house is of Mahavishnu. Lakshmi sees, these are Lakshmi Sthana, very fortunate houses of the horoscope. Just through this one study of Avatara, we have understood about the king. Now when you know, when you learn the lessons of Bhavas and Kendras, and already this background is very clear. You understand how it is done. This is how it is. So when you are going to do that, you will understand the bhavas and houses a bit better. A simple principle why a planet is strong in Kendra, second strong in Panafara, third strong in Apokrimas, which all of you who have studied Jyotish till now know. And in what the avatars who also have how much of percentage. And grahas have 10. All graha avatars, overall grahas, as avatar of Vishnu, has 10%. So if you say Surya, Chandra, whatever, Shukra, just as grahas, avatar of Vishnu, 10% Paramatma answers there. Okay? Clear? Okay. We leave. Thank you. You are welcome.
I'm sorry.